everybody. I'm Karen Hartglass, and it's time for It's All About Food. Can you believe it is October 29th, 2013? Getting through another month. Time just keeps marching on. Doesn't really care about what we're doing, whether we're taking it slow or taking it fast. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. And I've been really loving it because I think autumn is my favorite season. Autumn in New York. There's a song I like to sing about that. And it has been such a perfect autumn. I don't know about for the plants, for the trees, for the ground, but for me, it's been great. And I've been outdoors a lot, really enjoying it, and I hope you have been too, wherever you have been. I want to say I feel like I slacked a little bit this week. Usually when I have guests on, they have a book to read, and sometimes I read one big, heavy book, and sometimes I read two, because I don't like to have guests on when I don't read their book or I'm not familiar with whatever it is they want to talk about. Well, today it's kind of fun because I didn't have to read. I just had to eat. And the eating was good. So let's talk a little bit more about that. I'm going to be talking with the people from Upton Naturals, Nicole Sopko and maybe Dan Stackman. We'll find out. But both of them are involved with Upton Naturals. Dan is the founder and president of Upton Naturals, a completely vegan seitan production company based in Chicago, Illinois, founded in 2006. Upton Naturals has seen tremendous growth every year that it has been operational, with an incredibly loyal customer base and ever-growing retail distribution. Stackman has succeeded in building and maintaining one of the country's seitan production companies, vegan for over 20 years. Woo! Dan has been a longtime advocate for veganism, animal rights, and environmental sustainability. And then Nicole is the vice president of Upton Naturals, a completely vegan seitan production company, like I said before. She's a certified yoga teacher of 8 years and has been vegan for over 17 years. Nicole started helping out around the Upton's office a few years ago, and her dedication to the growth of the company and passion for their products quickly propelled her into the role of VP, where she now oversees multiple aspects of day-to-day operations. She also operates two yoga centers. Whoa! One which is located within the Upton's Naturals factory building. Welcome to It's All About Food.
Oh.
Nicole,
hello.
How are you doing? And Dan.
Good. Yeah, we're both here.
Okay, first question, Dan. How do you say your last name?
Stackman.
Stackman. Okay, so I didn't do a bad job of it. Just checking.
Yep.
So as I'm reading your bios, Nicole, I'm saying, you know, how do you do all of that? Two yoga centers, VP of Upton Naturals, and I'm thinking, oh, it's clearly obvious you're a vegan. Vegans are amazing.
You know, it's easy to do a lot when none of it feels like work.
Yeah, that too. Okay, so I wanted to talk about a number of things. So what you make is seitan, and maybe you want to tell my listeners, I'm sure they all know, but maybe some don't, what is seitan? And since it's just before Halloween and people might be getting their devil costumes together and wanting to be Satan, seitan is not connected to the devil Satan.
It's not?
I don't think so. Maybe you can tell me otherwise. But I know some people pronounce seitan like Satan sometimes, and it makes people very confused.
Yeah. Well, seitan is a centuries-old Asian product that is made by rinsing away all of the starch in wheat flour. What you have left is very high in protein and low in fat, and it is somewhat meat-like in texture.
No, no relationship to the Dark Lord.
To the what?
To any Dark Lord.
Okay,
although the phone company did give us the prefix here of 666.
No way.
Yeah.
That's our exchange in our neighborhood here.
Okay, now that's... Oh, you're right, 666. That's
yep.
A little weird. Did that give you chills when you got that number?
Well, I mean, they gave us the option to deny it, but, you know, if that's what they want to give us, that's what we should have.
Yeah, go for it. Well, you're turning Satan into good stuff, seitan.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned, Dan, that this is something that people have been making for centuries, and the way that people made it by rinsing the starch away from flour. I don't know if people can really visualize this, but back in the old days when there wasn't internet and I was this lone vegan in my world and I discovered seitan, I don't know where I must have read about it in a magazine or something, but I went out and got some regular white flour and mixed it with a little water. I'm following the instructions. I'm rinsing the milky water away, and then there's like a little solid leftover kind of thing, and then you rinse it again, and you pour off the milky water, and you rinse it again until finally you just have this chewy, gummy, solid thing, and that's the gluten or the seitan. And it was quite a procedure, and when I did it, I was left with like next to nothing, just this little plop. But we've come quite a ways with making it easy and affordable, and you're making it for us.
Yeah, we do all the hard work for you. So by the time it's in your house, it's seasoned, it's ready to go, and all you have to do is eat and eat.
Now, this is a product that is great for people in transition, especially from getting away from feeling like they need meat in their diet and moving to plant foods. I mean, I know for myself, it really helped me. There was a time when seitan, either like a seitan piccata, just some like a traditional meat dish where you could make it vegan, was essential.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people who are regularly purchasing our products are not vegetarian or not vegan. They're, you know, seitan is still something that they find palatable and easy to use and not too, you know, weird or not too intimidating either.
Now, what I'm interested in, we'll talk a little bit more about your product in a moment, but I'm curious about how the company got started, how you decided it was seitan you wanted to make, and if you could give me a little detail about getting the company going, because from time to time I like myself and to encourage my listeners to think about where their food came from beginning to when it got to their plate. And if you really do a good job, you could be sitting there for a very long time before you actually put the food in your mouth, because our food goes through all kinds of hoops and travels sometimes if you're not growing it and just eating something fresh. And building a company, a food company, isn't that easy, and keeping it going is not easy. So maybe you could talk a little bit about all that.
Sure. Well, as you mentioned, I am a vegan of over 20 years, and early on especially, seitan was always one of my favorite foods. I knew that I wanted to do something with food. I didn't have a food background or a business background. I just, you know, kind of wanted to do something on my own and with food, and just decided to give it a shot. So I got a shared kitchen space with a friend of mine, and we just started experimenting. The only seitan that I had made previously was out of a box mix, and it did not go very well. So I was pleasantly surprised when we settled on our first product, which was the Italian, style seitan.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we started out very slow growth, just in a few restaurants. Once it sort of proved itself there, we approached some retailers. You know, invested in the packaging, and just kind of branched out from there. You know, a few stores in Chicago, a few more, then a region, then another region. And just kept at it.
Were you doing something else at the same time, or just that?
Yeah. I mean, technically, I guess I was unemployed, but I had kind of a run-of-the-mill office job prior to that. And when that ended, I knew that wasn't the place for me. So I had been buying and selling Modern Design. just, you know, to kind of pay the bills. I'm actually a world-class garbage picker. it's not as easy as it used to be, but I was just kind of doing that and experimenting with seitan, and luckily the seitan worked out.
Right. There's a speaking of picking garbage, there's a gold mine here in New York City. Different days, people put out amazing things on the street.
Sure.
Oh, my goodness. And if I had the time and a big warehouse, I could be collecting and refinishing and selling. And there's just some really gorgeous things that people just don't want anymore. It's incredible. Anyway, back to the product at hand.
Yes.
When I discovered your product, it was quite a few years ago, actually, at the first Chicago Vegan Mania.
Uh-huh.
You were there.
Yes.
And I was there, and I got to sample some of your wear.
And you were there early.
Yeah, I was a speaker or hosting the speakers or something upstairs. I'm not sure if it's in the same place it was originally, but it was quite a surprising event. I guess no one knew how many people were going to turn out, and it was a phenomenal turnout.
Yeah.
So there's a good market for this product, and there's so many different things you can do with it. So I tried a number of the different flavors. I think my favorite was the chorizo.
It's a popular one.
And so there's different, you can get a crumble version, or you can get like a, what do you call it, a chunky, more solid version.
Yeah, the traditional is a little chunkier, and then the chorizo ground and Italian are all more, they've got, you know,
more finely ground.
They're more finely ground. They've got a bit more of an organic shape. And then we have a bacon that is sliced in sort of, well, bacon strips.
Oh, I haven't tried that yet. I didn't see that when I was in the store.
The bacon is our newest product and the one that people had demanded the most from us over the years, knowing that we made it for food service but not for retail.
Oh, isn't that funny? We have such a thing about bacon, and wouldn't it be great, or it is great, that there are alternatives to exploiting the pig.
Absolutely. I mean, whatever we can do to get people to eat seitan instead of pigs, we're happy to do it. And I've found that even us vegans and vegetarians, we're not immune from some of the bacon fetish.
Sure. Well, you know, the BLT concept is really a very satisfying sandwich. And if we can have something that comes close to it, that's a beautiful thing without the exploitation and the cruelty and the suffering.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I like it.
Our bacon seitan, all the sales of bacon seitan, 5% of those we donate to Farm Sanctuary for the pigs there.
Oh, very nice. So there's a lot more. You benefit in many ways if you buy this product. You get something that's delicious, and you also give back to some good work. Very
Absolutely.
Nice. So, okay, let me ask you a difficult question. It's not that difficult, but some people can't eat wheat, and gluten is in the news more and more. I'm not sure that everybody who talks about wheat and says they can't eat it really can't. You know, you don't know how much of it is blown out of proportion, how much of it is a trend, how much of it is real. But there are a number of different foods, soy, wheat, some that have get some bad PR. And I just wondered how you felt about that.
It hasn't really affected us very much. I mean, certainly we do get people at in-store demos or different events that come up and say, you know, they're gluten-free. And
what are you doing about it?
Yeah, nothing. I mean, we're gluten-full, so you might want to just keep on walking.
Right.
We're usually happy to offer people a button or some other item that we have on the table that does not have gluten.
Yeah, it's, I mean, there are some people out there that just like to complain, but there's a lot of variety out here, out in the world, and that's the beautiful thing. And I think one thing we discover as vegetarians and vegans, when we eliminate animal foods, it's not a diet of deprivation. What happens is we open the door and we discover all of these incredibly wonderful plant foods out there. And some people may be allergic to a handful of them, but there are still so many others. Like, sometimes people say they can't eat soy for one reason or another, and they're concerned about their protein. And I tell them, you don't have to eat soy. There's so many wonderful foods out there. And so for those who have an allergy or a problem with one food or another, I'm too bad, but we live in a very vast, beautiful world with lots of options.
Well, we try to make good food with simple ingredients, and, you know, maybe it's not okay for everybody, but for most people, it works for them, and, you know, we're just doing the best we can.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I just wondered because, I hear things all the time about wheat.
Yeah, we hear it sometimes, but, I mean, in general, people know what they're getting from us.
Right.
We're a company that makes seitan, so
right. Yeah.
That's what we do.
And like you said, it's centuries old.
Yeah.
I remember it was like some Buddhist monks or something that created it. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what we understand. And, you know, this isn't the thing that we think about seitan, this isn't some fake food that you've created to try to replicate anything else. This is a food that's been around for a long time. It's not made in a laboratory. It's just real seitan.
You know, that's a good point because I mentioned soy before, and I like the minimally processed soy foods, tofu and tempeh and soy milk and edamame. But then there are these heavily manipulated processed soy products, isolated soy protein, where the protein in the soy has to go through all kinds of hoops and manipulations in a laboratory before it gets into the food. And as I mentioned before, as Dan mentioned and I followed up, the way to make gluten is a very simple, gentle process.
Yeah, our process uses just water. So the wheat protein is extracted using just water, no chemicals, nothing else. No neurotoxins like are used in the process of soy protein extraction. So it's safe for the people who are eating it, but it's also safe and not harmful to the people who are working in the plant extracting the protein.
Now I have a question. Who is Upton?
Upton is the man that I did not want to be myself.
What does that mean?
He's a fictional character, and he's our number one salesman.
Mm-hmm.
Dan is very humble and doesn't want to put his own face or his own name on the product, so he created Upton to hide behind.
Oh, I see. Well, Upton is rather dashing with a very nice mustache.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I like him very much and kind of gives us that artisan, old world feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we also figured the name of the company would sound a little more interesting, you know, as Upton's Naturals as opposed to Dan's Seitan.
Oh, I don't know. It's got that rhythm and ring to it.
Yeah.
All right, just a little question, Nicole. Where does yoga fit into the world of seitan?
Oh, it's really, I don't know. you know, I mean, part of the teachings of yoga are not to harm anybody. And I think part of my work in being able to make seitan more readily available, in being able to give people a choice to not eat anyone, you know, really plays into my yoga practice. You know, some days my yoga practice is just trying to do my best to keep this, you know, whatever part I play in keeping this place running, that's enough for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, what do people do who are interested in finding your product but don't see it in their stores?
We have on our website have a really great little form that you can print out and bring to wherever it is that you shop, and let them know that you would be interested in the product. And also, in addition to that, if you send us an email, there's an email address on that form. If you send us an email, we'll send you like a little surprise in the mail as a thank you for doing us that favor.
Surprises! I like surprises. Okay, I took the chorizo seitan and I did a number of different things with all the products I tried, but this was my favorite. So I'm a big soup eater, and I made a soup this week that had a barley miso broth with little turnip cubes, peas, onions. And I found these sweet potato starch noodles. Kind of makes a clear noodle, really fun. And added some of the chorizo crumbles in there, and it was an amazing soup. I've never seen anything like it. And
yeah.
It was really a wonderful mix.
Dan is making a face like he might like to come to your house for dinner.
So. Yeah. Please let me know when you're in New York. You're more than welcome. We're always cooking up great things here.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay, so what else before I let you go? Anything you want to add to what we've talked about?
Well, I think we'd just like to add in the past year, people who have been following us on social networking may have seen the progress of us constructing our new building in Chicago. So we're in a brand new building that we've built in the Westtown neighborhood of Chicago that also has a small cafe in it.
Oh.
So we have this little storefront. We call it Upton's Break Room since it's in our plant. We thought that was sort of funny, and since it's where everybody who works here eats, we call it the Break Room. People who are visiting Chicago are totally welcome to come visit us in the break room. We have a great menu of sandwiches and bowls, and we have vegan soft serve, and we have baked goods that are made by cookbook author Kelly Peloza. So it's a great place here that we've created in Chicago, and we'd love it if people come see us.
Oh, that sounds great. I'm looking at the menu right now. You've got a fried bacon mac and cheese with bacon seitan.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Delicious. Ooh. It's a recipe that Dan, do you wanna talk about? Well, Dan's mother, when he was a child, would always make, you know, if there were leftover noodles from the day before, she would fry them in a pan. And they get a little crispy, and so that's where our fried bacon mac comes from. It's sort of inspired by Dan's mother's cooking when he was a child.
Yeah, well, it sounds very, very comforting. And I haven't been to Chicago in a while, but I know where I'm going the next time I get there.
We can't wait to see you.
Yeah, great. Well, thank you. Thank you for what you're doing for the vegan movement, keeping us fed with tasty, good things.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes,
okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All the best to you. Thanks.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes,
okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All the best to you. And the website is UptonsNaturals.com. UptonsNaturals.com. Wow. Okay, that was good. So definitely, if you get to a store, check out. Well, they have on their website where to buy. So if you can't find something near you, then you'll have to print out their sheet and bring it into your favorite health food store and tell them to get some. I think it's time to take a break. What do you think? Let's take a quick break, get yourself a little beverage or something, and we will be back with my next guest.